Hello, and welcome to Season 3 of the Working While Homeschooling Podcast, the podcast for workingwhilehomeschooling.com, where our mission is to help homeschooling parents make money, maybe even have a career, while continuing to homeschool and without losing their sanity. My name is Julie, and I am your host and resident career coach today. I want to thank you all for joining us and listening in. I hope you're doing well. Today's episode is all about back-to-school traditions for homeschoolers. Are you new to homeschooling or to the working while homeschooling world? I invite you to check out my ultimate How to Get Started masterclass for working while homeschooling. It's just $75 for a limited time. As a certified career coach of 12 years with 10 years experience homeschooling, my course is the perfect place to learn how to implement and balance both in your own life. Anything and everything you could ever want to know about homeschooling or working while homeschooling is here for you. Get all your questions answered and a step-by-step plan to help you on your way. Over 14 hours of video so far, not to mention all the other additional added resources, with so much more on the way. This course is perfect for those of you new to homeschooling or new to the working and homeschooling at the same time. Check out my ultimate How to Get Started masterclass for working while homeschooling for just $75. All right, so today we're talking about back to school traditions for homeschoolers. And you might also hear this called not back to school traditions as well, because you know, in the homeschool community, we like to celebrate the fact that we don't do public school and that we're not tied to those public school constraints. So one of the big things that you'll see in the homeschool communities, especially when you're not in the middle of pandemic and people can get together, you will often see your local homeschool groups having a not back to school party. It might just be meeting at a park and having kind of like a traditional park day on the first day of school. It might be having some sort of party or gathering or kind of like picnic type idea. But in general, you're going to see your homeschool groups have some sort of not back to school party. Now this year, because the pandemic, honestly, it's anything goes. And I think some groups might be meeting, some might be meeting in small groups, and some are choosing not to meet. So it's just kind of a free for all this year. Who knows what's going to happen? So I have been asking online, and I've been doing my own research online about what different people are doing for their back to school traditions. And I know this is, you know, a tradition that's coming out of our public school experience. You know, we see all the public school moms, private school moms, traditionally school moms doing the things online. So we see them having, you know, the pictures of the first day of school. We see them doing various celebrations. We might be used to that because of our own back to school experience, where the teachers would have like a first day of school, make it a little bit more fun, that sort of thing. But we can take those ideas and adapt them to our homeschool experience as well. Just because we homeschool doesn't mean we can't do the fun stuff. And in fact, I think because we homeschool, we should be doing more of the fun stuff. The problem is for us working while homeschooling parents, it's not like we have a lot of time to do really elaborate things or frankly plan or go nuts and do kind of, you know, really complicated stuff. So we might have to keep it simple. So, you know, I love to look on Pinterest for ideas, but I also realize by looking on Pinterest, I'm setting myself up for failure because, you know, a lot of that's not realistic. A lot of it's very complicated. But if you can find some stuff that's done for you or makes life easier, go for it. Go for it. I love looking at Pinterest, but I will tell you, I'm really awful at actually doing any of the ideas that I kind of save for myself. When I'm researching online, though, I will tell you, I see that the ideas tend to break down into several different categories. First of all, let's talk about food. I find that a lot of homeschoolers love to celebrate the first day of school with something special regarding food. Maybe it's having a special breakfast before school, having a special kind of snack time prepared, like in the afternoon, or kind of doing a fun dinner theme with the whole family after the school day is over with. Different things. Like, so for dinner, I saw somebody did, you know, does a fun themed dinner and dessert, maybe going with their theme for that year. So if you're studying world geography, for example, maybe you bring in foods from different areas. You know, you do the Mexican food bar, you do like Indian food or something fun like that. I've even seen people, they said they did homemade chicken and alphabet noodle soup because of the letters in it when with the little kids. They might do like, you know, just something fun, random, like make your own pizzas or something like that that you're not going to do all the time. Kind of just mix it up a little bit. Someone else mentioned that they do a poetry tea time kind of in the late afternoon, which I just thought was a lovely, fun idea. Throw some poetry in there with the kids, you know, make, you know, have some little fun finger foods to go with that. But a lot of people do a special kind of fun breakfast. It does not have to be complicated. Donuts seem to be really popular, or going out to a diner or having breakfast with daddy, doing the kind of the pancake house run. That seems to be very popular too. I will tell you that I have mixed it up in different ways every year. Some years I kind of do muffins, and guys, I do the, you know, you add milk or water packets of muffin mix. I don't do complicated. I'll make these the night before so they're ready to go in the morning. And, you know, it's like 15 minutes in the oven and you're done. I don't do complicated food. This year, my girls were in high school and they're in that everything's lame phase. But what we did have was a request for donuts. I actually had them delivered from Dunkin' Donuts, if you can believe it, because my husband forgot to pick them up in the morning like he was supposed to. So I had them delivered. And so we ended up actually having, you know, sprinkle filled, you know, sugar filled donuts for afternoon snack around 3. So you can really kind of go crazy with the food, or you can keep it simple. All right. There's no reason to go crazy. Just make it fun and festive and be relaxed. New school supplies and kind of, you know, having a celebration of getting new school supplies is always popular. Having the new book bag if they need it, getting new notebooks and new pencils. I know, frankly, that was always my favorite part of going back to school, was having the fresh, clean stuff. I'm a little bit of a school supplies nut, even when I didn't have kids going to school. I love the back to school time. I love back to school supply shopping, you know, getting fresh, you know, office supplies, all of that. I'm a little addicted. I will admit that. There were a couple ideas that people mentioned to me that I thought were especially interesting, and I wanted to share them with you guys. So there is a German first day of school tradition called Schultut, and I'm sure I'm pronouncing that wrong, so forgive me. Basically, it's a giant cardboard and tissue paper filled pencil, and it's filled with school supplies and sweets, and it's for their very first year of school in kindergarten. So they get kind of get this big special present, and it's a tradition in all German schools. So doing something like that for your kids for their first day, kind of like the Easter basket theme, except not an Easter basket, you know, kind of having the present for their first day of school. And it's basically all their school supplies they need for the first year. So the crayons, the markers, the color pencils, you know, the pens, the notebooks, you know, all that kind of fun, goofy stuff. Buying the stuff that's more of the fun supplies versus just like the boring, it was on sale supplies. That's kind of, you know, wrapping up and make it fancy. Someone else mentioned they have a homeschool elf. So for those of you that really love doing the Christmas elf, this may be another thing you can throw in. Basically, the homeschool elf hides all the school supplies around the house, and then they have to go on the scavenger hunt looking at clues to find them. I will tell you, for us, traditionally, and we didn't do it this year because, again, I was informed that I'm lame and all my back to school ideas are so lame and so for little kids, but whatever, they're in that age. One of the things I always love to do is kind of ransack my leftover gift wrap supplies, you know, that you have kind of stuck in the back of your closet, and taking all of their books, their curriculum, their pencils, their notebooks for the year, if they're going to have to use a binder for some class, kind of setting all of that up for them. And then, you know, keeping it hidden from them all summer, of course. And then you wrap it up, even if they've seen it before, you just wrap it up in really festive gift wrap, like one big present. And I stick it on their desk after they go to bed so they can open it first thing, put some bows on it, put some, you know, kind of the stream, you know, the fun, fancy, like little fritzy bows and streamers and stuff on it, make it look festive. I always tell my girls that, you know, homeschooling, I truly believe, is a gift that we've been able to partake in. And we're not better than others that choose to do any sort of public school or whatever. We're not worse. But this being able to spend our time together, being able to learn at home, it's a gift that we have in our family and we should treasure it. So yeah, you can take an empty box. You can just wrap it up if you like. Throw all your school supplies in it, their notebooks, whatever it is. And that's it. It's not like my kids hadn't seen the stuff come in the mail. So it wasn't a complete surprise, but they just thought, you know, especially when they were little, they loved the idea of, you know, unwrapping anything. But I think it did help get that point across that, you know, we're going to be thankful that we have this opportunity to do this. I have also in the past kind of collected special snacks and even wrapped that up as a on my desk. So these might be things that, you know, are snacks that they don't normally get. One year I actually found boxes of animal crackers, and I had happened to have found one of those free worksheets online with activities you could do with animal crackers. It's like, you know, graphed out how many animals of each were in the box, or, you know, something silly like that. So I kind of had that wrapped up, stuck on my desk to give them at snack time with the worksheets. Again, guys, do you see, like, this is easy and simple, but it still made it fun. I also love to decorate for this. And again, I don't go crazy. I raid my box of leftover decorations from their birthdays, whether it's leftover streamers or balloons or whatever. I often would have kind of like a half of a tank of the helium left over, you know, when you buy them at the party supply store. And, you know, you kind of want to use it up for it all, you know, before you return the helium tank. And so sometimes I would have leftover helium, and this was a great way to use that up as well. So I would kind of like go dig around for whatever balloons we have left and fill them all up with the helium. You know, get up really early in the morning and fill them up so they would be ready to go when the girls kind of opened up our homeschool room door. And it was really fun because they would kind of watch them sink all day long. We would kind of have an impromptu discussion about helium and why it floats and all that sort of thing. But it was also fun because they could play with the balloons all day long. So they just kind of got a kick out of that. So again, guys, go raid your supplies of whatever you already have left over in your house. This is a great way to kind of use up your stash. As I like to say, it doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't even have to be kind of artistic. Just have fun. That's all that matters. Some other great ideas that people shared with me is kind of doing a special activity for the day, for the homeschool day. Someone says they make something called magic Play-Doh with a little card that says, if this turns blue, you're going to have a great homeschool year. And of course, it always turns blue. That's the trick. They might do pajama day for the first day of school. They may watch special fun videos that go along with the theme. They may kind of do that worksheet about, like, what are your goals for the year and kind of fill that out, or maybe do it as a group so you can look back at it on your last day of school and kind of see how that went. Maybe they do things like fun experiments or crafts. And one mom actually said to me, it's my way of starting out the year by stepping out of my own box and my own comfort zone and doing something special and fun, an adventure, anything like that, just to help us get excited about the school year. Now, field trips are an extremely popular way to celebrate your first day of homeschooling. A lot of people discussed with me the different kinds of field trips that they would go on. Maybe going to a park and beginning their nature journaling, maybe kind of doing a state park, going bowling, having pizza on the bowling alley, anything that's kind of not traditional public school activity. That's kind of what they did to celebrate that they weren't at public school. Maybe it would be going to the water park, or an amusement park, or the zoo, enjoying the fact that everyone else is in public school and there are no crowds. That's always a great plus. One mom told me she had previously organized kind of an over-the-top scavenger hunt, and it ends with a National Geographic box of geodes for them to learn about, and they come, you know, you break them apart and learn about the jewels and the things they might have inside. But in general, getting out of the house is a fun way to celebrate your back to school. For us, we didn't do any particular field trips on the first day of school, but we did start our full kind of gamut of after school and fun activities with their lessons and sports and you name it. So they've gotten back to doing that, which we haven't been able to do for months and months. That was kind of our fun thing to do. Now, of course, as moms, we love our pictures, and every single mom wants the back to school picture. If you guys have tips how to make your teenagers who think that everything is lame actually stand still and, you know, give you a back to school picture, that would be awesome. Please let me know. In general, you know, you kind of stand up and do the traditional back to school pictures. Maybe they do it with a little board that says something silly on it. A lot of people might like to do the fun picture that is the obvious, we're not going back to public school. So they kind of have fun with this and kind of get creative. Again, my teens refuse to let me do that this year because they're so cool, you know, whatever. But in general, with the schoolwork, with the, you know, everything else that we homeschoolers do, I will say in general, what I hear is that filling your first day with the fun stuff, like it's science experiments or art projects, really doing very little book work that first day seems to be a running theme. I also hear that when they do start with the book work, we don't do everything the first day. Everyone encourages that slow start, as I mentioned in a previous podcast, starting with a few things and then slowly adding stuff in so it doesn't feel so overwhelming the first day. And that seems to be a running theme that I'm getting from everyone, is start with the fun and then add in the traditional, the whatever schoolwork as you go along. Now, as working homeschooling parents, just to wrap up, I want to remind you, it's great to do the fun stuff. I will actually recommend that you may want to consider taking your first day of school off from work, not scheduling any work that day. If your kids are going to be doing online classes or they're going to be doing workbooks, they're going to need more time that first day. Maybe they're going to need more kind of being able to interrupt you that first week of school. So I know my first day of school, we had kind of computer issues, logins not working, programs not kind of allowing you to set up. So for me, a running tradition that I've always had is taking the first day completely off, so I can sit there and walk the kids through the instructions, kind of getting them set up, kind of explaining each little individual program for them, and being there for technical difficulties. I have found that makes my life a lot less stressful as if I kind of reserve the first day of school to handle all of those things. And know that for the first week or so, you will probably need to plan for more interruptions, more questions, until everyone gets into kind of the routine of things. So don't fret. It does not mean that you're not doing things well or right or whatever. It just means that everything's brand new, and be prepared for things just not to work. Whether that, you know, 1 year, things did not work for me because I needed to update all the drivers on both of their laptops and I had no idea. So you talk about slowing stuff down is running, you know, Windows updates on laptops at 9 o'clock on a first day of school. You know, so little things like that are just going to pop up. It is natural and normal. Don't fret. So again, one of the kind of running things I do for myself is I take the entire first day of school off from work. I purposely don't schedule anything. Now, if I can sit there and answer emails during my breaks and kind of get through some of my emails, that's all gravy. But I purposely don't plan any meetings or client calls or whatever it might be. And for the first week, I try to plan constant breaks in between my client calls and my meetings and things like that, so that I can check in on the kids quite often and kind of deal with any questions or things that come up and so on. And then after the first week, I tend to go back to my normal work schedule and my kind of traditional work schedule but I know that there are going to be constant questions and interruptions. So whenever I get a break, I just check in on the kids and that sort of thing. To give yourself kind of a week of grace the first week of school. And then as you're kind of starting your school year, look for ways that you can bring the fun in, even when, you know, you're kind of focusing on work and schoolwork. You do not have to reinvent the wheel. Nobody gets an award for being the perfect homeschooling parent. And there are no Pinterest awards in this. So don't feel like you have to do everything the way everyone else does it. But there is absolutely no harm in going on the internet and Googling or looking on Pinterest and seeing what other people do. And did they have great ideas that would be very, very easy for you to copy? And then if you can look for the fun activities, the fun school type things to do that aren't quote unquote traditional school. It could be that you're going to watch movies of the books you're planning to read that year. It could be that, you know, you've got videos set up to go along with your historical theme. You know, if you're studying the medieval ages, maybe you can pick some videos, some movies of that era, and are they set in that era to watch to kind of get their minds saturated with that idea. Maybe you get out of the house and you do field trips that day. Even though we're working homeschooling parents, we do have to try to figure out ways to fit the fun in and how can we fit the field trips in. So maybe you talk with your kids that morning or that day about what kind of field trips they would like to go to do that year. So enjoy this, guys. Have a great first day of homeschool. Let me know what you do. I'd love to share it with our group. Now, as we wrap up our episode today, I want to thank you all for listening in. There are a ton of great podcasts out there, but you chose to spend your time here with me, so thank you. In the show notes, you're going to find the links to my site, workingwhilehomeschooling.com, and all of the great ways that you can connect with me online. Now, as we wrap up our episode today, I want to thank you all for listening in. There are a ton of great podcasts out there, but you chose to spend your time here with me, so thank you. In the show notes, you're going to find the links to my site, workingwhilehomeschooling.com, and all of the great ways that you can connect with me online. Now, if you enjoyed today's podcast, please consider becoming one of our listener supporters by following the link in our show notes. A small monthly donation will help us continue with the great content like you heard here today on the Working Mom Homeschooling Podcast. Your positive online reviews, subscribing to our podcast, sharing it with your friends is all greatly appreciated as well. And if you know someone that you think would be a great guest of our podcast, please let me know at julie@workingwhilehomeschooling.com. Thank you for listening in today. Please be sure that you join us in our Facebook group for a continuing conversation on today's topic and beyond. I look forward to seeing each of you soon at our next podcast for Working While Homeschooling.